We're talking about dignity. We're talking about self-respect. We're saying that unity is the way to get it. Don't tell me that times are tough. You know that I've heard that stuff. This union ain't gonna bust. You can just forget it. They tell you to tighten up your belt. That's what we need.
This is a Building Bridges, your Community and Labor Report special. I'm Ken Nash.
And I'm Amy Rosenberg.
Away with waste and greed. Don't tell the union, tell the CEO. We're talking about dignity. We're talking about self-respect. We're saying that unity.
Why in the world is New York University's union busting so disgusting?
Union busting is always disgusting.
Totally.
Okay.
But we're going to get very specific about our sisters and brothers, 1,000 NYU teaching and research assistants, members of the Graduate Student Organizing Committee, UAW Local 2110, walked out and are on picket lines instead of teaching and grading papers because the university has refused to negotiate a second contract, rescinded recognition of their union, and cut their health benefits.
We're talking about self-respect.
And with us to talk about that now is Jenny Shaw, Graduate Research Assistant and member of GSOC, UAW Local 2110, and Mayabi Chatterjee, Graduate Teaching Assistant and member, GSOC, and Professor Gordon Laffer, University of Oregon, we'll figure that one out, Labor Education and Research Center. And welcome to all of you. Wait a minute, Oregon, how did you get into the mix?
I'm a professor of labor studies, and I'm here in the city for the year.
But let's start with the workers here, and I emphasize the workers because New York University is saying that you're not workers. So tell us what you do as workers at New York University.
This is Maya B., teaching and research assistants, grade papers. We run discussion sections, labs. We counsel and advise students. We sometimes do clerical and office work for our faculty bosses. Some graduate and teaching assistants teach classes 5 days a week.
And I'd just add to that, I'm actually a research assistant this year. I work for a faculty member. I help her with her research, but I also do a lot of office and technical work for her as well. But I have been in the classroom for the last couple of years. When you stand up in front of a class of students and you're educating them, when you're grading their papers, when you're counseling them, not just about why they got the grade they got, but why they're not feeling particularly well that week, that's really work that we're doing. And we're the primary contact for most undergraduates.
A university. Higher learning, sensitivities for the future. Gordon, what's going on here? Because actually it isn't just relegated to NYU. All over the country, you have student workers teaching.
It is something that's going on all over the country, and I think that's part of the reason why so many academics all over the country are watching what's happening at NYU, and so many people from around the Northeast have come to Washington Square to support the people on strike at NYU. What has forced the strike is that universities are downsizing like other industries. The way a university downsizes is they get rid of regular faculty, and they have the work done by graduate students and adjuncts. That's happening all over the country, and I think that part of what the strike at NYU is about is to get respect for the graduate students for the work they do, and part of what it's about is to save the academy, to have real teaching done by people who have academic freedom and protection.
Now, Jenny and Maya B., we established that you're workers, but then the question is, why do you need a union? I mean, the university is going to be fair to you, right?
It's an important question. We need
Thank
a
you.
Union.
Did I get an A on that?
And it's one I think that any worker can understand. We want to have a say in our working conditions. What we're seeing is a pushback on the part of the administration, refusing to negotiate with us, refusing to give us a voice. We have elected the union as our representative. We would like to see that union negotiate for us so that we have a way to make our working conditions better year after year. Rather than having the administration say with impunity how our benefits are going to change, how our stipends are going to change, rather than having that come from above with no power on our side, we'd like to have some say in that.
Yes, we do need an independent grievance procedure. John Sexton likes to characterize the grievances that we brought as being about academic decision making. They weren't. They were about equal pay for equal labor. Every grievance that was brought to the local by a graduate assistant who felt that they were being treated unfairly, either in terms of pay or sometimes in terms of working conditions, like mold growing on the roof of the lab or something like that. So it was about health and safety. It was about pay. And the final thing I'd like to say about the grievance procedure is that John Sexton and the NYU administration have made much of this sort of company union that they're trying to offer as an alternative and with a grievance procedure that's supposed to be in place. But the person who makes the ultimate decision is the provost of NYU. I'm sorry, but I don't have much faith in him being, and it is a he, being independent when it comes to making decisions about whether NYU has acted badly towards its graduate employees. And healthcare is really important for us. It is part of our package, and after our first contract ran out, they cut our healthcare. So I don't think that we can take any promises that the NYU administration makes in good faith at all.
One of the things is there was a union.
Well, there still was a union.
There still is a union. Thank you. You're absolutely right.
And a contract.
Precisely. And there was a contract, and now is the renewal. So we're getting more constricted, more rigid. The NLRB, that's one thing, the National Labor Relations Board, but the institution itself, why have they become so recalcitrant? Why have they backtracked a wealthy institution like NYU?
I'd like just to think that the backtracking is actually very much tied into the NLRB decision. Seems to me that NYU is choosing to hide behind that. There's nothing in that decision that suggests that they can't freely agree to negotiate with us. It's all about power and who holds the power. The majority of graduate working assistants at NYU have demonstrated time and again that the way they want to be represented is by Local 2110. And I quite frankly find it disgusting that John Sexton and the NYU administration think that they know what is better for us than we do.
Gordon, I know you've had some experience at Yale, you've done some studies. How does this impact throughout the country in terms of unionization of academic workers?
The law is different in the public and private sectors. At University of Oregon, where I am, there's been a union representing graduate teachers for 30 years, and it's totally uncontroversial. NYU is the first private sector university to win recognition in the country. It's a very important victory that the union here won, and it's a very important fight going on now to push the respect for graduate teachers or a little bit of democratization of university in private sector universities across the country. That's why so many people are paying attention to it.
Have you been talking to the faculty? What have they been doing?
There's a tremendous amount of faculty support for the union at NYU, people coming out on picket lines, acts of individual support, also hundreds of faculty signing statements of support for the union, signing statements calling into question their confidence in John Sexton. One of the most important things is many, many departments have passed resolutions saying faculty will not scab on their graduate students and they won't rat them out to administrators. As a professor, you get told all the time that your job is to mentor graduate students and be supportive of them until there's a strike, and then the administration comes to you and says your job now is to be a thug and a strike breaker and to police them and to surveil them and to report on who's doing what. It's really remarkable and admirable that so many NYU faculty have insisted on maintaining what is supposed to be the role of faculty, which is support of graduate students and not ratting them out or intimidating them.
What we would like to ask of the listeners out there who may want to support us, it helps so much when we have supporters coming from outside of the university to support us and walk the picket line with us. It's so great to have people come and join in. And so outside of Bobst Library, which is the big orange building on Washington Square South, you will see picketers every single day, except for Friday afternoons. But Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5:15 p.m., rain or shine, we'll be out there. And so we would love to have your support.
All right. What do we want to tell John Sexton?
Union busing is disgusting.
So is he.
And where can people call to tell Mr. Sexton that and what we can do quickly to support your aspirations towards the maintenance of your union and a contract?
You can contact Mr. Sexton and tell him to negotiate now with Local 2110 at 212-998-2345. 212-998-2345. And John Sexton's email is john.sexton@nyu.edu. I'm sure he'd love to hear from you.
And we're going to tell him again what?
Union busing is disgusting.
We're talking about dignity. We're talking about self-respect. We're saying that unity is the
This has been a Building Bridges, your community and labor report special.
You know that I've heard that stuff. This union ain't gonna bust. You can just forget it.